everybody. It's Kristen, aka Go Mango Dream, and we are back for another episode of the Furiously Fast podcast. And today we have my friend Ab over here. So just an even quick background for all of you. He actually did my first interview for my car.
It
was fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. So, you know, it's funny again to kind of now be on the opposite side.
Exactly.
Where you interviewed me and now I am interviewing you. And I would have never thought that this would be happening. So, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm honored.
Sure. Let's talk about what you have going on. So, first, of course, we're going to talk about you before we even move into your own platform that you have. So, you know, give a little something about yourself to the people here.
Okay. What's up, guys? My name is Ab. I'm from regularguys.irregularcars. Representing with my homegirl over here and her podcast. We're getting it. We're about to get this going to go viral.
Hey!
Viral, like my man Fabio Ferg is saying. But yeah. So a little bit about me. Man, into cars, you know. When you think of me, anybody that knows me knows that I've always been into cars. So that's a big thing about me. I'm kind of like bilaterally raised because I'm Brooklyn and I'm Jersey City.
Oh, Brooklyn?
You know, at the same time, yeah.
Okay.
Representative, you know?
Nice.
But I'm Haitian, so my parents came from Haiti. And
shout out to the Zoes out there.
Yeah, Zoe Crown represent. And my mom and dad was the only ones to come to Jersey. Everybody else went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, so the standard kind of West Indian place to go, yep.
Exactly. So my pops wanted to be the oddballs and do the Jersey thing.
Right.
Everybody else went to Brooklyn. So it was cool because you got the Jersey kids did things differently than New York kids. So it was like I had up on the Jersey kids because I was the New York one.
Right.
But I also had up on the New York because I was the Jersey one. So I brought both mixes to the scene.
So yeah, with that being said, you know, let's even now talk about your platform. So, you know, say the name of it, of course, tell the people what it is and then how you even got started.
Yeah, so it's regularguys.irregularcars. Mm-hmm. So I make sure y'all go and tap it.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Regularguys.irregularcars.
Yes.
You know, on YouTube, on Instagram, and on TikTok as well. So make sure y'all tap into all three platforms.
Cool.
You will not be disappointed.
And you'll see me there too.
Exactly. My girl is representing one of my girly features.
Yes.
That's huge. You know, but that's really huge though. That's a big, big deal to me. Like, man, like we started from zero. You know?
Right.
And almost every year into it, we still didn't have no episodes recorded. We didn't have any features.
Right.
But I was still promoting.
Yeah.
And that's how I remember meeting you at a car show in Jersey in Newark.
Yeah.
And I'm actually a social worker.
Very nice.
So that day at that car show in Newark, I was on my way to see one of my kids that I do in-home therapy with.
Okay.
And you know, I forget what the side street was, but I had to cross like Springfield Avenue and I see the movie theater.
Yeah.
The parking lot was right there and I see all these dope cars. And me being a car person, I'm like, oh shoot, what's going on right there?
Yeah, that was a G Wiz show.
Mm.
Yeah, right outside the movie theater. So shout out to G Wiz. We love you, G Wiz.
No, definitely shout out because without G Wiz doing that event, I would not have met you.
True.
Would not have been on our channel, on Regular Guys, and then I wouldn't be on this podcast. So G Wiz,
you made this happen.
So big up to you, man, for real. So I was on my way to see one of my kids, and it just so happens that kid I was going to see is very, very deeply into cars.
Nice.
But never been to a car show.
Right.
So we went, and that's where I met you at. So
yeah.
That was dope. You know what I'm saying? Dope. I didn't have no features at that time.
Right.
So I remember, I think, giving you the card. I have the card with me, matter of fact.
Yeah, you got to flex it.
Yeah, I got to flex this card right quick, guys.
Yes.
Whenever y'all see this card, make sure y'all tap in, man.
I still have mine, you know?
Is that
I
right?
still have it. Yes, I remember. And yeah, at that time, let's see, we can,
we got it. Put that in product placement right there.
Yes, yes, there it is. There it is. Because, yeah, I remember when we had the conversation, you were like, you know, we haven't started just yet, but, you know, we're building, thinking, all of that. So now to even see where you are now because of all the episodes that you've done so far, like, how many do you have now?
We just dropped today, as a matter of fact. I want to say episode 45.
Nice.
Episode 45 or 44, one of the two. We just dropped today.
No, that's
shout
awesome.
Out my boy Twizzy 1000. Everybody go check his episode. Crazy. That dropped today, you know. Go Mango. I think your episode is episode 3.
Yeah, that was my first time actually talking about my car.
Yeah.
And but it was such a fun experience to do. So I thank you for that opportunity because I'm like, oh, this is
fun.
I
can do this microphone and this camera situation.
So out of all of the episodes that you've done, of course, I don't want to put you on a spot. And
Mango was the flyest joint out here.
I didn't tell him to say
that,
okay?
You did not tell him to say that.
I didn't tell him to say that. I might have. It was a little hint. You know, you can't come on my show and say somebody else.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
That's right.
But I guess you can even say, like, which one was even your favorite? Because we all have something where it's like, you know, like, this episode I was super proud of.
You know what's crazy? That's a good question. Because every episode, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Every episode. And you know why I say that? Is because everything, after every episode, everybody always pretty much say the same thing. Yo, I had so much fun.
Right.
Yo, this was dope. And sometimes, even if they don't say that, they'll just be like, we usually talk for a few minutes afterward,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just be like, like they'll just be chilling, like, yo, you wanna get some drinks or and I'm it just feels like you knew this person for 20 years and you just literally met them. And episode 1 is very special to me too. My boy WMP, shout out to you, WMP.
First off, let's talk about that. That color was gorgeous.
Yeah, that green is crazy.
I'm not a green person.
No.
But when it's done right.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, that whip was clean.
Yeah, it was super clean. Shout out WMP, man, because he was the one, I gotta say, that really took the leap of faith with me. Because that was episode 1. We didn't have anything. And he was the one that was like, yo, when I come back from London, we're gonna make this happen.
I'm
like,
all right.
And he was in London when I hit him up. I'm like, yo, what's up? I gotta do this thing, blah, blah, blah. I know you got the cars. And he was like, yo, I'm in London right now getting the car. He was like, when I come back in about a month, we're gonna do it. And I literally waited a month and I hit him up again.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what's up? You back? And he's like, yo, I just got back yesterday. When you wanna do it? I'm like, let's do it tomorrow.
Right.
Let's do it tomorrow. And we did it. And so I gotta like, say that was important because he changed the whole situation. It took me a year to get him. And I went through maybe 30 people before him and they all flopped at the last minute.
Right.
And I'm not gonna say no names to those people, but they flopped at the last minute. So when he did it, everybody after that was like, yeah, let's do it. And they really showed up and they really showed out, bought their car. So every episode is super dope and special to me.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel too, even about this. You know, I'm not at episode 45 yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand how it's like, you can't pick your favorite. You really can't. Because, yes, the first one, of course, I think does hold a special place because that is the first episode.
Exactly.
That, like, it's just an amazing feeling that it's like, I did it, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, make sure y'all watch the whole video. Because now what we have is the sheesh meter. The sheesh meter. See,
let's
see,
talk listen. About that.
The sheesh meter didn't exist for
yeah,
your episode.
I had that.
Yeah, this just we just did this recently. So basically, the sheesh meter is how many times do I say the word sheesh during an episode?
I love it.
And that's how you get to judge how dope the car is. Now, mind you, I don't do this. There's no premeditated sheesh.
Yeah. Like,
I don't walk into it and say, I got to say it 15 times. I gotta say it. It just comes out when
yeah.
it comes out.
Yeah.
So if something sheeshes me, instead of saying it wows me, it sheeshes me. And y'all hear me say, sheesh. That's great. That counts. So if you watch the whole episode, you'll be like, he said it once.
That's
10
so
minutes
funny.
Later, he's up to five times. 20 minutes later, he said it 13 times in this episode.
Yeah.
So it's the sheesh meter. So now y'all can actually see which car is better than which car based on the sheesh meter.
So let me tell y'all something.
Watch that.
So for all y'all people that will be on his show, you better make sure that your car is sheesh worthy.
It
See, now I gotta go back and watch my episode again. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember it. But
yeah.
now I gotta go see how many. I'm gonna like go through each one.
Yeah.
Like I gotta compare now.
Yeah, you gotta compare and see where the numbers are. Because
I'm gonna feel some type of way.
I'm telling you, you got a lot of sheeshes. I know you did. It's not premeditated. I mean, it is what it is.
So I actually have a question now to kind of bring it back to what you do for your job, like your
yes.
kind of everyday thing. So because you go to all these different states, of course you manage it, but how do you manage it? Because it's not easy, because I'm like,
easy.
I'm based in Jersey, so
yeah.
I know what that's like.
Yeah.
But for you, five states.
Five states. Y'all gotta hit the subscribe button. I mean, I'm working. Nah, it's not easy though. It's not easy, Kristen. A couple times we were supposed to link up, and you'd be like, "Yo, I'm at this car meet."
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "How long y'all gonna be there?
Because
I'm at work right now.
Right.
I get off in 30 minutes, and I think I hit you one time, and you was like, everybody leaving.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what? I'll catch the next one. Because it's like, I'd be having to balance it out. Because
right.
you know, I work 7 days a week, my regular job.
Yeah.
Because I'm a school social worker,
okay.
Monday through Friday. But then, I also do in-home therapy for kids on the autistic spectrum.
Mm.
So I work with those families on Monday through Friday as well, but from after school, so it's like 4 to 7 there,
yeah.
4 to 8.
Yeah.
And then I work Saturday and Sunday. A lot of times you gotta juggle, like, you know, like when I go to work and then I look at after I'm done, it's like, all right, how much time do I have to catch this car meet
yeah,
and a
yeah.
couple, you know, like I think I did. Matter of fact, I met you at another one in Jersey, but it was like I did my promotion with the cards.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you for 5 minutes, and then I was out.
So, yes, guys. So remember, you know, make sure to subscribe. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, do it all. Okay,
it all.
You heard him. He said why. So we're going to follow those instructions, right?
I'm working hard.
Yeah.
Y'all got to tap in. regularguys.irregularcar.
So, and it's here too. So, you know,
facts,
y'all got all of this.
Zoom in. Y'all got to zoom in and all that.
There we go.
There we go.
You got to do a manual zoom.
Facts.
But we got
facts,
it. We got
facts.
It.
Definitely.
So we are going to move into the 5-gear fast round. I say fast, but it's not fast. It's just based off of the name, but it is the 5-gear fast round.
Okay.
So I have, so I'm gonna move this for a little bit.
Gears.
Got my little buckets.
Nice.
So you are going to pick 5 questions, one at a time.
Okay.
So you pick one, I will read it to you, and then you will answer. Very simple.
Okay.
Very simple, so. Question one.
I feel like a grab bag.
Okay. First one says, if you could have an extra 3 hours of free time every day, how would you use it?
That's fairly easy, actually. I would definitely spend time with my mother. I'm gonna spend time with my mother.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely. Spend time with my girl. Spend
always
time
gotta make time for the girl too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure. Family, man. Family. Yeah. Spend time with the family. Just to sum it up overall, I'll use the 3 hours to spend time with family.
I love that. Yeah, because it's with everybody having such a busy schedule, you don't always get that time. You Facts. Really don't. And then before you know it, they may not be here or whatever the case is. So it's like, you want to use that time wisely. So I really love that answer. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Now, family is huge. And especially as West Indians, family is big, man. Yeah. Like, that's just...
the foundation right there.
Yeah, that's Facts. All it is.
Uh-oh.
If you had unlimited money, what would your dream vacation be?
Unlimited money. That's coming, by the way.
I know that word.
Gotta speak it into fruition. The money's coming. It's
coming.
It's right there. Matter of fact, it's here already. You just can't touch it yet.
Yes.
But it's here.
Yes.
My dream vacation would be to go wherever I want. Wherever I want that day. That's his dream vacation.
You're right.
Unlimited
and like money. A 365 day vacation.
Facts.
366 on a leap year.
On a leap year. If I feel like going to China right now, I'd be like, yes. Okay, after I leave here, I'm going to fly out to China to get something to eat, man. I'll bring you back something if you want.
Listen, that's actually a place I want to go to. I want to go to China, Japan, and Fiji.
Facts.
For real. All right. So we are at question number three. It's a green one, so y'all can't see. It's blending in. See, I didn't think this through, okay? I just got colorful index cards and forgot green screens, but whatever, y'all figure it out. Okay, what's a TV show that you recommend?
Oh,
this is an easier one.
Yeah, that's super easy. Snowfall.
I'm late.
You not watching Snowfall?
No.
Next week is the last episode. It's the last episode of the final season.
Okay.
But if you got Hulu, you can go and watch.
Right. Okay. I got Hulu. I gotta
make
watch.
Make sure you tap into that. Snowfall.
You're not the first person to tell me Snowfall.
Oh, man, that's off the hook.
Okay. Sheesh. We got a sheesh.
That's crazy. There you go. Shout out to Snowfall, man. Hey, Franklin from Snowfall, make sure you tap in. Regular guys got irregular cars.
We're talking about you over here.
Facts, man. Make sure you tap in.
Yeah, okay. That has probably been my, just the confirmation that I need to watch the
show.
You
gotta watch that show.
I'm telling you, so many people, I've asked, like, what show are y'all watching? Snowfall always comes up.
Snowfall.
So I'm super late. How many seasons?
I think it was like 5 seasons.
Wow. Okay, so I got to binge watch.
Yeah, you got to binge watch.
All right, I'm going to catch up.
If somebody else picks that card, I don't know if you use the same type of cards for other guests on the show. Somebody else picks
No
that
one
card.
Else has touched these.
Oh, okay. So
no,
you get new questions circulate every time? If that question ever comes up on what show y'all watching,
I'm going to put it back now.
Put it back. So, and let me tell you what you got to say, though. After they say what they say, you gotta say, oh yeah, that's cool, woo, woo. And then you gotta be like, yo, make sure y'all watch Regular Guys Got Irregular Cars. That comes out every
Friday.
That's the real show right there. Listen, we on the Furiously Fast podcast. You see the car in the background, people. This is a car semi-based podcast.
Oh, my
so
God.
Regular Guys Got Irregular Cars. If y'all not watching, if that's not your favorite show, man, I'm just saying. Come on, man. Y'all got to get in tune.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I got good at it over some time. Word.
Okay, yeah, so that is the show we recommend. Not Snowfall, okay?
Regular Guys Got Irregular Cars.
There it is.
And when Friendly subscribe from Snowfall, then that could be the second. That's going to be the second show to watch.
So here's the thing, though. We might have to do a part two of this once I catch up on Snowfall.
Definitely.
And we'll have like a whole conversation.
We gotta break it down.
Because it seems like it's a show that we gotta discuss.
This is definitely a show.
Okay. So while this is, of course, a car related, podcast, we talk about everything. So definitely, we're going to come back and talk about movies.
Definitely.
So stay tuned for that. But give me some time, okay? I got 5 seasons to catch up on. but we'll get there. We will get there. Who knows? I got some other people who have watched that too. So I'm like, we could just have like a whole round table.
Oh, that'd be
and
dope.
Just talk about it. All right. So now 2 more questions.
Let's see what we got.
All right. What's your favorite type of candy? Pretty easy one. Or not.
Not that much of a candy. You know what? I'll say this only because, and if somebody asks me that same question 2 weeks from now, I might give a different answer. But I'll say this just because I kind of binged on it like 2 days ago while driving. It was a throwback. I had peanut chews. I don't know if you know about peanut chews.
Like, I've heard of them, but I don't really like.
Kristen, you be not from the hood, man. If you ain't have peanut chews growing up from the corner store.
See, I was in Jersey. We didn't really have corner stores.
So you was deep in Jersey. You didn't have corner stores.
We didn't really have that.
Jersey City, see, we got corner stores. So it's literally, it's New York-ish.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
But you deep in Jersey, so yeah.
I don't really peanut like. Peanut
chews, you get a chance.
I like honey roasted peanuts. That's about it. But I don't, or like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
That's like the most I'll do with peanuts. I can't.
You don't like peanuts?
Just honey roasted, and I don't eat those a lot either.
Okay. So I got you.
Yeah, the honey roasted, like the ones from New York, you know, like the cart.
Yeah, from the cart. Oh yeah, those be rocking.
I need to go to New York just for those.
In the wintertime, and when there's something going on, and they got this.
Yeah.
They got the pretzels or the honey roasted joints.
And they used to even have it when I used to work out in Hoboken. They had those out there too. Cause okay. You know, Hoboken's like a kind of mini-ish. Yeah, so they had all that stuff. So I remember I used to like, you know, dip off from work a little bit when I needed a break.
Go get
some peanuts and come back.
Those things be rocking though.
They are. See, that's the only thing I like. That's as far as I'll go.
See, I would have bought you some peanut chews.
I don't know if I would have eaten it though.
You probably would have liked it. If you like the honey roasted joints, it's good.
So what is it though? Like, is it caramel, chocolate?
It's just like these small little, like, it's a small candy, right? It's like this, but it's chocolate and it's peanut, but it's good. It's kind of hard. Do you eat Snickers?
No,
you don't like Snickers?
No, if anything, I would do more of like a Twix, but that's not, there's no peanuts in that.
Yeah, it's no
peanuts. I'll do a Twix.
Okay, yeah, so if you don't like Snickers, then you're probably not gonna like a peanut chip.
Oh yeah, no.
It's kind of snickerish.
It don't sound.
It's kind of snickerish. I bet you it's a lot. If you do a vote, it's a lot of people that like Snickers.
We gonna do a vote, okay? Who likes peanut chews?
Peanut chews, definitely.
Who likes peanuts? Cause I know a lot of people, they do like their workout shakes. It's always like peanut butter. I don't understand. I'm sorry, guys. I don't understand that.
It's the protein.
A peanut. But peanut butter?
Protein shake. Usually we have the peanuts for the guys that go to the gym. They get the, you know, if they working out with heavy weights and all that, they get the peanut.
What happened to just like chocolate or vanilla?
Where's the protein at?
That is true. I forgot. Yeah, it's protein.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, that's why they have them in the gyms. And like the workout gyms.
Yeah, but that's why I don't go to the gym.
Because of peanut shakes, guys.
So shout out to y'all that like peanuts and all those stuff.
Shout out to the peanut lovers.
But I'll try it.
Okay.
I don't know when, but I will try it.
All right.
It's on my list.
List of things to try.
I can't guarantee nothing.
So good.
Peanut butter and jelly. That. Hits the spot.
I haven't had one of those, man.
I had like 2 days ago.
Is that right?
Yup. Wow. Whenever it's like I need a snack or something.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly, yeah.
It's a throwback, for real. That's dope.
Yeah, that's like nostalgia or something.
Definitely. I wonder if little kids even eat that nowadays.
No, kids are fancy.
Yeah, I don't know if they still eat that.
Mm-mm, my son doesn't. He used to, but you know, now it's more like Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I messed my child up that one day. Starbucks,
yeah, so that means, you know, you got to go hard.
Yeah, I gave him, I was like, oh, let's go to Starbucks. And I got him like this ice mocha something. It's no lit. Caffeine or anything in it, but it was something. And from that day.
It's lit, guys.
He's like, can we go to Starbucks? I'm like, who's paying for this? Like, I go to Starbucks. Like, I can't, no.
Yeah.
But I kind of made him a little bougie.
Yeah, it's lit now. You got to go extra hard.
Yeah, I can't go back.
Support that Starbucks lifestyle.
All right, last question.
Last question. Let's see what we got here.
Yes, let's see what this last one is. All right. This is a fun one.
Okay.
What's the most used emoji on your phone?
Fire flames. That's easy. Bang, 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 bang. I'll be lighting them up. You can just look at your Instagram.
That's true. I light you up on the top.
And you know, I'm going to tell you something. See, a lot of people going to learn a lot about me from this episode. But I'll say this. I like a lot of people's car pictures on Instagram. I will show mad love. Like, I don't know you. I don't know nothing about you. Never encountered you. But if your car is hot, I'm going to just go on your page and just hit the heart button, right? But I will not give you a fire emoji or none of that because I don't know you. But once you become family, meaning once you do an episode with me,
yeah,
I just light you up. 20 fire flames. 25 every picture. I literally sit there.
Now you do. I'll take
10 minutes and just go any picture that I haven't liked. I just go down the list and like every picture.
Dope.
I think I probably liked every picture on Instagram.
Honestly,
every car picture for sure.
I'm sure you have, or very close.
Very close.
Very close. Yeah, yeah.
Every one of my brothers and my sisters that did a feature with me, if they go down their timeline, I'll probably hit every picture on their Instagram and I'll lit them up with fire flames and all that.
Nah,
but I only
I
do
that
for family though. If you got a dope car but you haven't done a feature on my show,
right.
I'm just gonna hit the heart button. I like it. I can't flame you up till you come on the show though.
We get the special privilege.
Special privilege,
we
man.
Get the
fire. That's the next level.
Yes. That's I love
the next
that
level.
Though.
Facts.
Listen, so if you ain't got the flames,
gotta come on the channel.
You know exactly what to do.
Just hit that subscribe button.
And then get the fire. Yeah.
Then you get all the flames. I'm lighting you up.
Yeah, I don't even know. I use so many different emojis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't say which one I use the most because it's all over the place.
Wow.
It depends on my mood.
Right.
It depends on like I think my favorite one though is probably the upside down smiley face. Cause it's like low-key crazy. I'm not crazy. I promise you I'm not.
Right.
But it's fun. I don't know. I think it's just like this silly thing. So I think that's one of my favorite ones.
Upside down.
Yeah. Cause it could go for anything. Like it could be smart. Like a smart remark, it could be something silly, it could be something sassy, it could be something shady.
That's true.
You know, you have a little upside down.
That's some shade.
So maybe that one is it for me, but I could do it. Mm. Yeah, I got a lot of different ones. Or the orange heart.
The orange heart.
Yeah, I'm always throwing out hearts.
Match the car.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. Anything orange or the shoot. Yeah, probably those who are like the heart. That one. I love when that one came out. I was like, so I like that one too. So probably those three.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, we have come to the conclusion of this episode. So I hope you all had a great time. I hope you had a great time.
I'm dead. The time went too quick, man. We could have did 2 more hours in this, man.
You know, time goes by so fast.
It does.
But it's been a great time, and I thank you all for tuning in, you know?
Right.
So if you want to even be on, hit me up, and we will go from there. So make sure to subscribe to both of our channels. Yes, the YouTube's up, Instagram, TikTok, all of that.
Sure.
So we thank you all for joining, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.